Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
By the way, people that are listening, there was a football game last night.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Philadelphia Eagles were playing against the New York Football Giants. The Eagles came away victorious, 22-21. There's so many things to talk about in this game, but the one thing I wanted to talk about was quarterback for the Football Giants, Daniel Jones, former quarterback for Duke University.
Oh, now I know where you're going.
Under Coach Cutcliffe, had a pretty decent game. But for those that's been listening to the show, you know Reese has been a stark supporter of Daniel Jones.
Absolutely.
Talking about his draft position, saying it wasn't too high, because I think he went sixth, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
and I said it was
top ten. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I said that may have been just a little too high. You could have got Daniel Jones a little later. You didn't have to burn a sixth spot in the first round to get Daniel Jones. We said no.
Right.
This is the guy. This is what you want. This is a franchise changing quarterback. This is the guy.
Well,
was he the guy last night?
Hey, let me put it this way. If the season were to end today,
that's where we going. That's what we decided to go with. If the season were to end today, I'll let you finish. Go ahead, Reese.
If the season were to end today, the New York Football Giants would be in first place. Danny Dimes, I predicted that a couple years ago. You know, last year was his first year. I said, that kid's going to be special.
First place, I'm just curious. First place of what?
First place, you above anybody should know that. The NFC East, or should I say.
If I'm not mistaken, and I just want to make sure, I know it's early. You may not have gotten all of your research in.
No,
but
I haven't.
But they are 1-6, right?
No, I think they're – no, this is their second game they won when they won last night. Yeah.
Who? Danny Dimes?
The New York Football Giants are 2-whatever, yeah.
All right.
Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. The Eagles are 2-4-1, and the Giants are 1-6.
Wait a minute. That was the Giants' first win.
Who will they beat?
Wait a minute. My records reflect something different here. That was the Giants' first win.
The Giants didn't win last night.
I'm loving
it. Oh, damn. Oh, that's right. The Giants should have won last night. Philadelphia wanted to end.
You wanted them to win so bad. I just know. I could feel it.
You put a little too much Bailey's in your coffee this morning, Reese?
Actually, no. The problem is that I'm having a technical difficulty this morning. My mind ain't so anyway. Hey, man, that was pretty good. I'm going down this whole path with Danny Dimes. Danny Dimes just played well, though. Matter of fact, you know what? Now think about it.
That's how I know you did. See, it doesn't matter what he does. He didn't play that bad. I mean, they actually almost won the game.
By the way, the Giants' only win of the season came last week against the Washington football team.
Yeah, like everybody. But K-Mac, you must admit, that was pretty good. You must admit, the guy from Ole Miss, Ingram, Danny Dimes gave him a dime, and he dropped that pass. That's the reason they lost that game. That game would have been over. They did that first down. Of course, Philly got the ball, and Carson Wentz came back, you know, and played pretty well. He threw a touchdown to Scott, I think, in the end zone. That was pretty good, and they ran one. He had back-to-back scores when he was down, so, yeah. Yeah, Philly won, but you got me on my Danny Dimes. It took me totally off of what I was talking about, but that's pretty good. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we ain't going to talk about the Eagles. I don't care about the Eagles. We're going to talk about your prediction that Danny Dimes was going to be this game-changing quarterback for the New York Giants. That's the conversation. Don't try to hide from it.
Wait a minute. Nothing I said was wrong other than the fact that they won and they actually lost. But everything else was perfect. Because Danny Dimes is that guy. He looked very quarterbackish last night in the NFL. He did.
Daniel Dimes for the New York Football Giants. We were talking about Daniel Jones, by the way. Ran for 80 yards and stumbles and falls at the 8-yard line.
Jones is going to keep it. Jones is going to run it. Jones across midfield. It's a foot race. Get it all the way. Daniel Dimes running and he stumbles and he falls.
No. You don't have to defend the Giants. This conversation is about Daniel Jones as the quarterback of the New York Football Giants, who have only won one game last night. And although he did look rather okay-ish last night, I was told he was going to be a franchise-changing quarterback.
He is a franchise-changing quarterback, just not this year.
What about last year?
Think about it. Saquon Barkley's out for the year. Saquon Barkley's out for the year, right? He's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now all the pressure is on Danny Dimes. Saquon been there. You know, you have to really take that amount of pressure off of Danny Dimes. Come on. So, anyway.
All right.
I still survive.
Carson Wentz saw the Eagles throws for a game-winning 18-yard touchdown pass to Boston Scott. I always thought
this was
to go.
He is firing. Scott! Touchdown! Boston Scott!
What a catch.
Corner at the goal line and went in.
What a catch. What a throw. What a catch. It's a back shoulder throw by Carson Wentz, and little Boston Scott somehow finds the football. What a throw. What a catch.
This is amazing.
A little wheel route by Boston Scott working.
Danny Jones had ended the game with 187 yards in passing and 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. Carson Wentz in the Philadelphia Eagles, who actually won the game, ended the game with 359 yards and 2 touchdowns and 1 interception as well. Let's hear from Daniel Jones as he talks about his unfortunate mishap as he stumbles on this 80-yard run.
I don't know. I just tried to run faster than I was running and got caught up. So we finished the drive, scored a touchdown. So that was a relief to me for sure.
So you trying to make fun of my man? That's what's going on.
No, man. I mean, they lost. But you know what? You're right. Saquon Barkley's out. Premier running back in the National Football League. That's a big piece to their offense. You just can't take that away and expect them to still be the same. So you're right. It's not Daniel Jones' fault. They should be better.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Right now, we have a special guest that's joining us, and I'm telling you, you are absolutely right. That never gets old. We have a special guest joining us right now, and it's a friend of the show. We get a chance to talk to NC State Wolfpack great, one and only Mr. Derek Wittenberg. What's going on, D. Witt? How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, man. Anytime we get a chance to talk to you two guys, I'm just a little upset because Phil Ford got a commercial on your show, and I don't have a commercial.
I mean, I could sell something, right? I mean, I could sell a car or a restaurant. I could sell something. Maybe I could sell a Wittenberger.
Wittenberger, there you go.
Get you a Wittenberger downtown inside the Sheraton Hotel, Jimmy V's restaurant. That's my.
You just did a commercial right there.
Nice.
You just did it.
Don't worry, we'll send you the bill in the mail, my friend. It'll be on this way. Before you can get off and get your Wittenberger, you will have what you exactly asked for just then. Don't worry. Come to get me a Wittenberger. How about that?
Yeah, me too, man.
So what you got going on? What you got going on? You always have some special things going on, but let's talk to people real quickly. Talk about this special event you got going on. The Boys and Girls Club, exactly what you got going on. Let's talk to people about what's happening here.
I'm so excited and to have an opportunity to help the Boys and Girls Club. And I don't want to give too much away, but I'm going to give a little bit away. You know, I grew up playing in the Boys and Girls Club in Glenard, Maryland. And that's when I started my craft. And I know how important it is with the men and women that's in the Boys and Club organization and the board and Tim Humphreys and Hugh McClain and all the folks that's involved with the Boys and Girls Club. They need us more than ever now because times are tough. People have lost their jobs. Kids are working remotely. They're spending a lot more time with these kids because now that they're not in school, some of them have different challenges in terms of their parents working and they got to come to the club a little early. So it's going to take more resources to support these kids. And so anytime I can help it, but it's not going to be I, it's going to be we. We meaning the people, all your partners and all the people that support the sports shop and people that support kids in the Wake County area, maybe all over the state of North Carolina, that we can help the Boys and Girls Club, that we can continue to support these kids and these families during this tough time.
Man, we rock and roll. Derek Wittenberg, he's called in on the Houston Automotive Group hotline. He is the keynote speaker for a big-time event coming up for the Boys and Girls Club. Derek, so you touched on a little bit, and I will kind of reiterate. We're going through COVID-19 pandemic. Things are so different now. That social aspect of kids, a lot of kids not in school. Of course, kids not even so engaging with each other outside of school, like in the community. Just talk about how important it is and the message that you're going to deliver to the kids next week about how important it is to keep that camaraderie going, a sense of companionship amongst the kids out there.
My message is simply this, survive in advance. Mm-hmm. During these times right now that we understand what we got to go through. We understand the challenges. You know, we understand what these families and these kids are going through. Mm-hmm. But it's up for us as business leaders and people who have the wherewithal to give back not just a little bit of our time, but a little bit of our money to help these kids and these families during this tough time. And I think it's important. I'm a stickler, and you guys are too, about kids and education. And I think we got to continue to support our kids of the future and the kids now going forward because this is when they really need our help. You know, when everything is going well, people don't need as much help. You want to find out what people are when times are tough. You want to find out who your real friends are. You want to find out who your real supporters are. And I want to continue to support not just, what I do, but I want to support what others do. And I think if we all would help each other a little bit, we all will grow and we can make some special things happen. So I'm excited to have an opportunity to speak to this audience. This is going to be the 398th speaking engagement podcast Zoom call that I've had, and I've done a variety of different organizations, but I'm nothing more passionate about helping kids and being involved in education. That's a purpose and a passion for me.
Outstanding. We're talking with Derek Wittenberg, who's the keynote speaker for the Boys and Girls Club special event that's coming up. It's going to be held Zoom. So, Derek, for people that want to support, people that want to figure out what they can do, how they can get involved, what are you suggesting? Where can you provide for resources for them to go to get involved?
Well, I think you should go to the website, the Boys and Girls Club website. And there will be more information that they will be putting out, after the event. And I think that with with technology now and going to the websites and information. If they can go to the website, they can go there, especially all your listeners, they can go there and support. They can support during that event on Tuesday, but more importantly, afterward.
Yep, the website again is wakebgc.org/BOC. Again, that's wakebgc.org/BOC, and the Breakfast of Champions is going virtual on Tuesday, October 27th.
Absolutely. So I'm excited. I think this is a real important time for this event and for these kids and families, and that if everybody can donate a little bit, a little bit adds up. Whatever anybody can do, I
think it's
very, very important that you can support the Boys and Girls Club.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you, DeWitt. As always, it's a pleasure having you on. Can't wait to see you. And we'll be checking you out. Thanks a lot, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Our question today is simply, who will win Saturday's rivalry game between the 23rd-ranked Wolfpack of NC State and the 14th-ranked UNC Tar Heels? Right now, 57.9% say UNC, 42.1% say NC State. So again, still plenty of time for you to vote on Twitter at Buzz Sports Radio and at The Sports Shop 1. And this is a response from at Bonnie Blue Reb on Twitter. He said, voted with my heart, not with my wallet.
That's the smart way to do it. That's a smart way to do it. Vote with your heart and not your wallet. I don't know. I got a feeling I know who Reese is voting for. He seems to think that UNC Tar Heels have more talent in certain spots, and they have more speed, and speed kills. Okay. And their quarterback, who happens to be a potential Heisman Trophy candidate this year, is going to be the difference maker.
Well, you know what? I hope I don't have to eat my words. I didn't say all about the Heisman, but he's going to be a Heisman Trophy candidate next year. Trust me.
What? Why can't he be one this year?
Because we all know who that's going to be. You know, Baby G's going to win. We talked to Trevor Lawrence, going to win. And the kid from Ohio State, who hasn't played one down this year, he's going to probably be a runner-up. We haven't seen him play this year. So
should the loser of this game drop out of the top 25?
Well, of course, if State lose, they drop. Because that was fool's gold anyway, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. If Carolina loses, they'll probably drop in the 20s. Playing a top 25 team, right? So,
I mean, let's think about it. The Big Ten is back, or the 12? Okay, the Big 12 of the 10.
Who knows, right?
How many do we still have the Big Eight? Are the Big Eight still around? No, we don't have the Big Eight.
The Big Eight became the Big 12.
The Big 12 with 10 teams in it.
Okay, let's do the math. So the Big Eight became the Big 12, but they only have 10 teams. Is that right?
They have more than 10 teams, right?
is that how this works? I'm just trying to keep up with the math. They should just say SEC, ACC, and then MAC, or whatever they want to call themselves. I don't know. But the Big Ten, the Big 12, that Big Eight, in the Elite 16 or whatever they want to be, it doesn't really make a difference at this point.
Yeah. Also, speaking of conferences, the MEAC announced its football schedule for the spring next year.
Yes, they did, actually. The MEAC did announce their schedule.
And the first game on NC North Carolina Central's schedule is the rivalry game at A&T on February the 20th.
So here's the question.
Is it Eagle Aggie or Aggie Eagle?
Whoa. Asking questions again. So North Carolina Central University playing the North Carolina A&T Aggies.
Yeah, well, actually they're playing twice. They're playing to start the season on the 20th. That's at A&T. And then they're playing again in the regular season finale on April 10th at Central.
So they're going to play February the 20th. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah,
and they're going to play again on April the 10th.
Yes.
Yep. That'd be at Central.
February the 20th. That may be one cold game. Whew. Man. But hey, be good. I can't wait to see it. Can't wait to see some of the matchups. Other notable matchups coming up this weekend that you may be looking forward to is Syracuse and Clemson. No? Nobody? No takers? You're not taking that one, Reese?
No, I'm not.
Well, you're not a Clemson fan?
Right. Yeah, Bishop Bowen just told you how I feel about that. So.
Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, you're not taking that one? You feel like it's a setup. You don't want to answer. You feel like it's a setup.
Syracuse, by the way, 40.
I had to watch you, man. You see, I got set up this morning early. I was all jammed up.
Clemson, by the way, a 46-point favorite over Syracuse.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, you say 46? You say a 46-point favorite?
Yeah, yes. It's according to BetMGM.
Wow. I didn't know the ACC was doing playing games. I mean, money games. That's what that is. 46-point favorite? That's a lot. You didn't even snap the ball. You're down 46. That's way too much.
They need to have that no contest rule or something the Big Ten has, because that's
no contest.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
What's a no contest rule? Really, I'm lost. What is that?
Well, what's the rule to the Big Ten?
If a game can't be played because of COVID-19. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that rule, yes.
The Big Ten says they'll just rule the game no contest.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
I'll be like, I don't think they're going to be played today.
Mm. Real quickly, I want to let people hear that although we were talking about the rivalry game that's coming up between NC State Wolfpack and UNC Tar Heels, head coach Mack Brown and head coach Dave Doran had a few words to say about it, but let's listen to head coach Dave Doran as he talks about the big rivalry game that's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I think the standard has been set. You know, our job is to try to raise it, you know, so this week it was, let's have the best Tuesday we've had all year. Let's have the best Wednesday and so on. And just trying to do one thing better than you did the last time you had an opportunity. And that's kind of the mantra we have right now. It's all about being, you know, the 22 guys that are in the two deep on each side of the ball just being a little bit better each day of the week that they go out there. Questions?
That's a nice question.
Questions?
So that's one perspective. Head coach Mack Brown for the UNC Tar Heels thinks just a little bit more about what the fans think and about their neighbors. Let's hear from Coach Mack Brown.
The values are that your fans like to beat their rivals. They have to go to work with them. They go to church with them. They see them at the grocery store. And you get a year to brag about it after you win. And the fans pay for our programs, and they support our programs. So coaches would rather win these games because they know the fans like it. And the fans are very, very important to us. It sure doesn't. I've always felt like that the players have more respect for each other and the coaches have more respect for each other in rivals, but it's really about the fans and the emotion it brings and the trash talking back and forth and the ability to stick that chest out on Saturday afternoon, brag about your win. And that's what rival games are all about. And I've been in enough of them at different places that they're all the same. They're all the same, and everybody thinks theirs is bigger than anybody else's because it's theirs, and I got that. I get it completely.
And think about back when he was at Texas, and they played Texas A&M every year.
Well, that's one of their rivals. The other one's when they played Oklahoma.
Yeah,
yeah, that's different. Yeah, that's much different.
Red River, classic one they call that.
Yeah, that's a much
Red River rivalry. Showdown.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out Scissor Hands, fading up, OKC.
Oh, yeah. We gotta link back to those guys again. But, Mac, I don't know. I think this game,
I think this game is going it's taking on a magnitude that we a lot of people probably either they miss or haven't seen that much of that here in the Triangle. This we finally got a big time football game, man.
Really?
Finally. Yeah.
Yeah. Feels big to you? Feels significant, right?
Yeah, it feels like there are more people when we're watching this outside of the NC State, you know, Carolina fan base.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it because, you know what? If this team, and I'm just putting it out there, and I'm not biased at all, because I'm not that type of person when it comes to Carolina football. Just saying.
Okay.
If this team struggles again after last week's struggle with Florida State, was Carolina fool's gold this year, or is it just they're just going through a rough patch? And I know we're kind of looking ahead and we're kind of forecasting and all this other stuff, not predicting, but forecasting just a little bit. Or just making assumptions, if you want to look at it that way, or hypotheticals. Would that be the case? Is that what we would be looking at? Because I'm just trying to envision what we would, if we see Carolina come out and start out slow once again and try to play from behind, but still come up short and not get it done. What does that tell us about the team we're looking at over in Chapel Hill?
First of all, the
fifth ranking was definitely out of order. 14 would probably be out of order. And should they be ranked at all at that point?
Well, first of all, to your point, even Coach Brown said they weren't the fifth best team in the nation. He said we weren't. They just he admitted to what you just said. So I agree with that. However, they're one of the better teams in this country, and 14 is probably right on target in terms of where they should be. And if they lose, I think they still got to be in the top 25. Maybe it says more about State if State beats Carolina than less about Carolina.
Okay. All right.
But I think at the end of the day, Carolina's going to win that football game, 28-17.
I didn't expect for you to say anything else. I really didn't. I didn't expect for you to say anything else. You know that? Because your in-depth analysis of Sam Howell and his performance so far this season has led me to believe that you just couldn't find yourself with any other type of conclusion. It had nothing to do with your fandom at all, but just
right.
Just that.
And the thing is, when you, I mean, I don't want to put this pressure on them, but when you see somebody that's, I mean, going from good to great, you have to recognize that.
Yeah. Going where?
From good to great.
We got Mikey Carey that's holding on. It's time to move on because I'll come back to good to great. Yo, don't you worry. Oh my goodness. We got Mikey Carey joining us. What's going on, Mikey? How you doing this morning, my friend?
It's from good to great God Almighty. Look, I know Reese is in the pocket to the sponsors of the show.
Exactly.
I know he gets behind UNC Chapel Hill because, you know, they're kind of, this is the official radio show of the UNC Chapel Hill football team, right?
That is but good to great.
I figured that'd get you going.
Man, I got my blood boiling. Listen, first of all, they couldn't beat a Florida State team that has become the laughing stock of college football. Okay? So, their signature win, Reese, was against who this year?
Oh, I mean. I mean, you play who's on the schedule, Michael. That's what happened.
Okay, and I get all that there. I get all that. All right? But you call this a big time game? It's one thing for people from around here who don't know big time football to say that. but you know better. I know where you was grown. You know what big time football is.
Michael, I'm so glad, I'm so happy that you
come down here about pizza. What happened to you? This ain't good pizza.
Michael, I said we was approaching. I didn't say it wasn't a big time game. I said, but it's about, you know, it's kind of trending that way. Finally, a game that people outside the fan base care about. That's all I said. That's all I said.
Cardinal Gibbons versus Wake Forest Roseville is a bigger game.
So you may be right, but
you probably are right.
And I know you're in the bunker. I know you're in the bunker with Joe Biden today, Reese. It sounds like it based on your connection. You didn't want to face up.
Well, I got money. That's what I do. I got money. I can be in the bunker.
It sounds like you got yourself a two wire. You got your acoustic coupler hooked up. Yeah.
What you know about the acoustic couplers? Stop that, Michael. Stop doing that.
But in the bunker, hiding because you don't want to have to face up because it's turning out that Bengal Bob and you all paid for that national title last year.
Oh, wow.
You see the news coming out and you all have a report. You suppress that story.
They suppressed OBJ.
It was on the rundown, Michael. We just couldn't get to it. We did have it on there yesterday. We just couldn't get to it. And what Michael's talking about is Odell Beckham Jr. has been accused of paying players for LSU.
Was he handing out money after the national title game?
Yeah. He's videotaping.
Yeah. My bad.
You can see.
I was trying to be nice, Michael, but I guess you're right. Yeah, it is true.
I also know where y'all are from, and down there, that's a perfectly legitimate way to build your college football program. I understand that. Oh. But this here is America. This is ACC country. We do it the right way here.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. So the SEC is not in America? Where's the SEC? Where are they?
Give it time.
Oh, my goodness. You're killing me.
Anyway, well, listen, y'all. Have a good weekend. Enjoy your big-time football there, Reese. Meanwhile, hey, we'll keep looking down at Georgia for a legitimate team to play.
Oh, boy. Shame on you.
You're funny.
Look, just don't. I'm telling you now, be respectful against Syracuse. Be respectful, Michael. Don't get yourself in no trouble.
I'm not going to acknowledge them until they change the name of that mascot. I don't like it.
You don't like orange?
You don't like orange
men.
You don't like oranges?
You know why they call them orange men. You know what's behind that.
They don't. They call them oranges, Michael. They call them oranges. It's now in the Syracuse orange. Just an orange.
Have you
like
been up to New York? They don't grow oranges up there. It's too damn cold. As Rick James said, it's too damn cold to get funky up there.
The boy has range.
I'm sorry, Michael, but you.
I gotta say, shout out to Moses. I watched on the NBA channel last night. I watched the replay of the '83 Finals Game 4.
Oh man,
nice.
I saw Moses out there. I saw Moses out there, and I had to call in for my sound clip from Sheezy. Come on, Sheezy.
Man, that's a joke, man.
Yeah, he was serious about that too, boy. He said, "Analytics is a joke."
We gonna miss. Rest in peace. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Moses. His mama used to say, "Don't send my boy to Harvard." Now they say, "Don't send my boy to LSU."
Get off the phone, again. Michael. Goodbye.
Right, have a good one.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Somebody calling in. Who? We got Dennis calling. DC. What's up, DC? How you doing, D?
Good morning, fellas.
Man, yes. you sound like you're calling me from the top of a mountain. Where in the hell are you?
Well, I'm actually next to Falls Lake, where I'm sitting next to a fire that is that has grown and risen much like Sam Howell's draft stock. It started off as a small flame, but yet has now roared to a raging fire. And I'm watching the sun come up over Falls Lake, rising up, much like the UNC Tar Heels will rise above the adversity of their loss and come out with a win this weekend, just like Reese predicted.
Thank you, DC. See, that's my guy, DC, my main man.
You know what? If I would have known all you gonna do was call in and just pop his head up, I would have left you at the campfire. But it sounds like though, Reese. It sounds like Reese's setting you up though. Just to be honest with you.
I know that. Of course, he set me up. I know that, but I'll take it. I'm curious though, DC. Did you sleep there last night?
I did. I slept in my hammock last night.
Oh wow!
Wonderful, it's beautiful, it's nice and cool. Slept a solid 8 hours last night. Woke up feeling nice and fresh.
You say you slept in a hammock? Wait a minute! You say you slept in a hammock?
I did sleep in a hammock. That's right.
So did you put your hammock in the tent, or you just slept outside in the elements in the hammock?
Well, I slept outside in the elements in the hammock, but I have a bug net. I have a fly that goes over top of it just in case it rains. So, yeah, slept outside in the hammock.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And you know you're having.
Are you objecting to this? Is that what you're?
No, man. I'm looking through Hot Sauce Katie's profile, and I'm just trying to see does she like the great outdoors. That's all.
Hot Sauce Katie out of Kansas City.
I'm trying to hook you up, D. I'm trying to get you hooked up with Hot Sauce Katie.
Do they even have trees to hang up hammocks in Kansas City?
See, I don't know.
See, now you didn't have to be mean to Hot Sauce Katie.
Depends on if you go to Kansas City, Missouri or Kansas City, Kansas.
Ah, that's a good point.
I'll bump.
I see you having s'mores for breakfast, right?
Oh, of course. I had to have my morning s'more. I had to start the morning off good and sweet. You know, nothing wrong with a s'more in the morning.
Mm. So I'm just curious, though, because I'm Googling black men that are hammocks in the woods. I'm Googling that right now. See how many entries. It's coming up zero. So I'm just curious, though. Is it...
Wait a minute. Did you say I'm Googling black men and hammocks in the woods?
Yes. That's what I'm Googling. And it came down zero returns, zero records filed. So I'm trying to figure this out. So Dennis, I mean, is this something you normally do? This how you spend your time off? I'm just curious about this.
Yeah, this is actually a pretty regular thing for me. I do enjoy my hammock. I like getting outdoors. So yeah, it's a pretty regular thing. And if you guys are interested, I'm more than willing to loan you my hammock. You guys can try it.
Hey, there's an idea for a show: Sports Shop from the Woods.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. That'll go viral with the video and everything.
Let me tell you something. The only woods I will be doing the show from is from a hotel in the woods.
A hotel in what?
In the woods.
Oh.
Hotel in the woods.
If you can put one in the woods, I'll be more than happy to do it from there. We'll do it from there. I don't really see a need for me to be out in the hammock over the stuff. I'm just curious how this works for outdoor people. When you guys do this, and now you're out here, and you got your campfire all night, you slept in the hammock. So what the hell do you do all day? You just continue to look at the trees, or what do y'all do?
Usually you either go hiking. Sometimes people will bring their boats or canoes out, something along those lines. So I'll probably do a little bit of hiking later on today. Then for now, I'll be back home tonight.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, okay. That's generally what I do.
All right.
But, yeah, also here's the thing as well. You know, you don't have to travel too far from home. I'm just here at Falls Lake, so I'm still here in Wake County, which is easy. So it's easy to get to. And then, it's kind of nice because I spent one night out here, and believe it, tonight I am actually heading out to Durham, but I won't be watching Durham. I won't be at the DBAP watching the Rays. I actually have a date tonight out in Durham, so, you know.
Hey.
Gotta make sure I get home, get the
news. Hit the breaking news button, Michael, real quick. 1, 2, 3. I mean, this is major.
Breaking news, Hot Sauce Katie arrives from Kansas City.
Hot Sauce Katie's at the airport.
Oh,
We're gonna, hey, we're gonna get Hot Sauce Katie on the phone. We're gonna call her on the phone. We're gonna call Hot Sauce Katie, man. We're gonna do that.
Oh, man. I just can't do the whole, I want to go sleep in the woods, but I get it. Okay. All right. I mean, I get it. I mean, it's, you know, it's refreshing. I'm really happy for you. I think it's a good way to clear your mind. It's good. I mean, it's, yeah. Congratulations. It's good.
Yeah. Congratulations. DC, good job, man. Have fun.
I appreciate that. You know, and this, I'm going to stomp this fire out, much like Reese's Tar Heels are going to stomp out the
wood.
Hey! He set me up, Kenny Mac. He set me up.
Oh, I guarantee you by Monday we're going to have a whole different conversation. We're going to have a whole different conversation by Monday.
I know. All
right, DC, enjoy, man. I'm glad you're having a good time. And, yeah, congratulations. Yeah, I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm not gonna jinx you. I'm gonna leave it alone.
I appreciate that. Y'all be good.
All right, be good.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Speaking of grace,
or lack thereof,
the Dallas Cowboys will be taking on the Washington football team at 1 p.m. this weekend.
I thought you were talking about Daniel Jones last night.
Mike, nobody is running stuff. Nobody asked you to chime in.
Oh, that would be. Anyway, we'll talk. I was gonna close with Daniel Jones, and you know, I'm gonna give him a chance.
Right, you go.
I was gonna give him a chance to redeem himself, but really, would it just be a way for me to set him up? But anyway, the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington football team will be playing on rivalry weekend. I mean, typically, this has been rivalry weekend. You got, you know, UNC, NC State, you got Eagles, Giants, you got the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington football team. This is rivalry weekend. Except for this last one, I'm not so sure I even know what to expect. Dallas is a complete and total disaster. Washington, it seemed like they're trying to be a disaster on purpose.
Yeah, did you hear Washington head coach Ron Rivera? He was asked about the quarterback change, Haskins.
What did he say this time?
Alex Smith. Rivera was quoted as saying, "It does look a little inconsistent, but the consistency is that I'm going to make them based on what I know, on my gut feeling on things." His gut feeling.
Well, hopefully he doesn't have anything that disagrees with his gut the night before. Because right now his gut feeling has me nauseous. How about that? Because I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're doing. And thankfully Dennis is not here to just punish me with another Dwayne Haskins Jr. soundbite. Because I'm sure something else has come out of this saga. Alex, really? Alex Smith? That's what it's gone down to? That's what we're doing? I don't know where to go with that game. The Cowboys said that, head coach Mike McCarthy had been quoted as saying he's focused on the division. He's not focused on, individual wins and losses. Hey, Reeve. What the hell does that mean?
That means you gotta say something without saying something. That's what that means. Cause that didn't make any sense. It really did.
I'm like, what does that mean? You focus on, is that like saying, true, we're losing, but we're only one game out of first place in our division, so that's really what I'm focused on. Is that what he's trying to say?
Yeah, we're losing, one game out of first place, but we look good at losing. And I mean, most teams don't look good as we look losing.
Hmm.
Yeah, you gotta put a positive spin on it.
Also, we have a game of entanglement for some coming up this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, here's an entanglement. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be taking on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, they switched that from the Sunday night game to an early afternoon game.
Hmm.
So Seattle and Arizona is going to be the Sunday night game now.
Oh, nice. So, Reese, your Las Vegas Raiders.
Yes.
and your childhood idol Tom Brady.
Childhood idol. Yes.
We'll be playing one another this weekend. What should we look for in this game?
Well, you're looking for the Raiders continue their upswing because we had a good outing last time we played against Kansas City. Great game. Then we had our bye. And you can look at Tampa Bay continue their big win over Green Bay last week. So this could be the battle of the Titans. But at the end of the day, you got TB12 over there, who's my guy. No, everybody knows that's my guy. But no guy, not one individual will overcome my Silver and Black because that's my team. T-E-A-M, team. That's my team. Okay.
It was like Trent Brown, right tackle. He was placed on the COVID-19 reserve list this week.
Yeah, this is the whole offensive line home.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure my team would be there on Sunday. We'll see.
Hey, guys, and you were asking for the soundbite yesterday for Odell Beckham Jr. responding with all the criticism he gets for being passionate. We call it passionate on the sidelines. Well, here's how he responded to the media recently. I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, I love him to death, but there's people who have plenty of rings and consider the GOAT, and they do things on the sideline, and other people do things on the sideline, and they get away with it, and it's classified as passion because they may have something behind their legacy or whatever it is. And to me, bro, we love it that much. It means that much. There's no way around it. I don't care if I have 0 rings, 12 rings, 20 rings. I love this game of football, and I'm not going to keep doling myself to, for the world to feel like I'm mature or whatever word you would like to throw around it. I'm always going to be me. And tired of losing to good teams, and just ultimately want to win. And one day, when it's all said and done, we'll all clearly see that. But in the meantime, while we're in it, I'm sure we won't. So I just keep pushing forward. It's not going to bother me anymore.
Odell Beckham Jr.
We talked about this briefly yesterday. Players getting a bad, rap. Image is everything when it comes to some of these things. Tom Brady throws his helmet. Others throw their helmet. Aaron Rodgers chastises players, pouts on the sideline, calls his coach out, tells his coach, you don't tell me what to do. Gets Mike McCarthy fired. Now he's got a new coach, LaFleur. He treats him like he's his nephew. Nobody says anything. Nobody says anything. Yeah. No, I'm just telling you like it is. Everybody wants to pretend like it's not happening, but it happens. Last year, he treated Mike LaFleur like literally like he was his nephew. Like, shut up. Don't talk to me.
How you treat your nephew? I'm just curious. I'm just kidding.
I'm giving nephews a bad rep. My bad. Maybe that's not fair. But you know what I'm talking about. He treats you like a kid.
I got you.
Stop being like that, Jasmine. Damn. How you treat your nephew? I don't know. I don't know how you treat your nephew. You treat him like a kid. No matter he looks like a kid, but he treats you like a kid.
But is that some truth to what Odell is saying, though, seriously?
Absolutely there's some truth to it.
Okay.
I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Look what they did to Randy Moss. Look what you guys did. And you were one of them, Reese. You didn't like Randy Moss.
Right.
You didn't respect the man for who he was. You said he was a problem.
Wait a minute. Did I? I can't remember. I may have said it.
Sounds like something you would say. It sounds like something you would say. But now look. Now Randy Moss is one of the most, sought after minds in football, respected minds in football, Hall of Famer. The man has a gold jacket. Now look at you now. He's the same guy he was then, he is now. He's a little mature, he's a little older, which we all are. But he's the same guy. He's just a competitor.
Yeah.
He's no different than Tom Brady and any of these other guys. I just don't like it when people like to take, you know, I get it. Odell Beckham's a little different. He's a different kind of guy. But you can't say the guy is immature. He don't want to win because he gets emotional because they suck.
Yeah, I just think he has a history of things that people don't agree with, like, you know, this banter on the sidelines with the kicking neck and all that stuff, you know.
They were just having a conversation. There's nothing wrong with having a conversation with the net.
Okay, see, just that alone, what you just said makes no sense. But the whole thing he had with Josh Norman, remember that whole?
Yeah, now he did let his emotion get the best of him. Yeah, right, he was wrong for that. Yeah, he let his emotions get the best of him.
Yeah, because he was really trying to hurt that guy. He was trying to hurt.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, he let his emotions get the best of him. You know, yeah. You know, Coach Josh was on it.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.